WNYC has uncovered troubling new information about the voter purge that caused widespread disruption at polls in Brooklyn during New York's presidential primary. It turns out one particular community and one particular politician got hit hardest when the Board of Elections illegally removed 120,000 from the rolls. Our Bridget Bergen reports.
It's the second annual Puerto Rican Day Parade in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Kids ride scooters up and down the middle of 59th Street, a sloping tree-lined block, closed to traffic as people line up waving flags. This neighborhood is nearly two-thirds Latino. Ana De Jesus, who's 69, remembers voting at the church across the street during the presidential primary in April, and she remembers poll workers turning other voters away.
They said they were not in the list. They will get them then they're running around and they got discouraged. And I guess they didn't vote. They didn't tell me, but my feeling is that they just left and they didn't get the vote.
WNYC got the list of every voter the Board of Elections removed from the books in a major purge over 2 days last summer. More than 120,000 people from all political parties. Our data news team mapped those voters by election district to see where they were registered. John Keefe is our data news editor.
You can see that almost district for district, the purge voters were concentrated in just a handful of neighborhoods.
The map shows Sunset Park, with its heavy mix of old and new immigrants, was one of the neighborhoods hit hardest. The map lights up with other bright spots where the purge was concentrated, in parts of Cypress Hills, East New York, Bushwick, and Bed-Stuy. When we looked at the names on the list, we spotted something else.
Out of all the Santiagos on the Brooklyn voter rolls, 20% of them were purged. And then going down the list, you have Vega, Rivera, Torres, Perez, Cruz.
By comparison, only around 8% were purged if you had what the census calls white or black surnames, like Wilson, Miller, or Lewis. Overall, our analysis shows that people with Hispanic last names were purged at a rate 60% higher than all other groups. Geographically, voters in Hispanic-majority election districts were purged at an equally high rate. And the purge was heavily concentrated in the 7th Congressional District, represented by Maverick Democrat Nydia Velasquez. Our analysis shows that about a quarter of the names on the list are in District 7. Velasquez, a 12-term incumbent, spotted the problem right away when we sat down with her in her district office in Brooklyn.
That's the congressional district. Most exclusively in Sunset Park, both the Latino and Asian communities, and then East New York going into Cypress Hill. Yep.
There's a bunch of reasons why people are removed from the voter rolls under state election law. They move, they die, they get convicted of felonies. But that's not why these people were purged. Instead, the board says staff made up their own standard. Voters who were registered but hadn't voted since 2008. More than 90% of the names on the list fit that description. So do 100,000 other people who weren't purged. The purge was illegal and violated the board's own rules. Velasquez wants to know if Latinos were targeted or if she was targeted to weaken her politically.
I just can't. By looking at that map, I could say, hey, I've been targeted or my district has been targeted. Just by looking at it, by looking at the numbers, we'll see. But it's not going to end here.
Until recently, because of a history of racial discrimination, the Federal Voting Rights Act protected the integrity of elections operations in Brooklyn and two other counties in New York City. That meant anytime the Board of Elections wanted to change its procedures, it needed to clear it with the Department of Justice first. In 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down that portion of the law, calling it outdated. The board never cleared last summer's unequal purge with the Justice Department.
I do not want to think that it was deliberate, you know, because that would be voter suppression. And at a time when the Voting Rights Act is under attack in Washington, to have this type of actions in a city and a state like New York, a democratic city, it just beyond any comprehension.
There are city and state investigations already underway. And now, WNYC has learned a federal investigation is also underway. Board of Elections Executive Director Mike Ryan says the Justice Department's Voting Rights Unit has asked for documents and data related to the purge, and he's cooperating with all levels of government.
We are working closely with the State Attorney General's office, with the City Comptroller's office, and with the United States Department of Justice to go through all of this process from top to bottom.
The Justice Department declined comment. Ryan says the entire purge was a mistake.
Anytime that there's a problem with the voter registration system, I'm alarmed, and we're not happy about it. I can't speak to a demographic analysis that I didn't participate in.
Ryan also says there could be an honest explanation as to why certain groups and neighborhoods were hit harder than others. Different neighborhoods may just be better at registering people, even if those people don't plan to vote.
All of that said, it should have never happened. And whomever it affected, it should not have affected those individuals.
Two top clerks at the Brooklyn office have already been suspended without pay. This month, the board returned all the purge voters to its roles. And Ryan says they've disabled the manual function in the computer system that allowed staffers to delete names one by one. So, problem solved, right? Not necessarily, says Esmeralda Simmons. She's the executive director for the Center of Law and Social Justice at Medgar Evers College, with 30 years of experience fighting for voting rights.
It's not something that's so easily corrected. And then when people are turned away from the polls once, why do you think they're going to go back?
She says there was a concerted effort to register voters in these neighborhoods because there are lots of new immigrants and lots of new citizens.
They still don't even have enough translators during election time, and now just take them off. Just remove them.
Voters head back to the polls for congressional primaries 1 week from today. Simmons says voters should check their registration first.
Check every day, and then the day before you go to vote, check again. Because based upon the process that we're hearing, who knows what they're going to be on, they're off, they're on, they're off, what they are. So this is not the way to run an election. This is just outrageous. Outrageous.
Velasquez is facing two long-shot challengers on the Democratic line. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.